To my friends and neighbors, there are 5 ways to not make it off the college waitlist. And here they are. 1, have your mother or father threaten to sue the university if the university doesn't immediately take you off the waitlist. 2, offer personal favors to people on the admission staff. If you're not brazen enough to do this, make sure that you include some off-color humor in your follow-up correspondence. But in any case, be sure to tell us about your boyfriend or girlfriend. And send us a link to your Facebook page. 3, call or email every morning with an update. Admissions officers always love to hear from students. Here's a sample email that you can send. Hi, it's Randy from Towson. This morning I had some extra milk, some 2%, some whole with my cereal, some sugary, some not. And I was looking at the cereal box while I was thinking about my upcoming calculus test, and I realized that the letters Y-A-L-E were used in 3 different words on the carton. It must be destiny. Note, if the Pope calls, please let us know right away. 4, follow the admissions director home and then ring his or her doorbell just as the director's family is sitting down to dinner. This is especially helpful to your case if the director has already not returned your dozen phone calls from earlier in the week. 5, try to bribe the admissions officer who originally interviewed you. If you have $1 million in cash in your backpack and have an extra 12-bedroom house in Aruba to live in, then feel free to follow us home. Now, I realize that waitlists are frustrating and that it would be nice to have your college plan sorted out by now. However, many of my students have successfully made their way off waitlists and onto acceptance lists by carefully approaching admissions offices with serious timely updates. Now, updates should differ for every student. You want to communicate your sustained interest in a particular college and reasonable activities that you've been recently engaged in and which you would like to share with an admissions committee. Make sure that your communications are appropriate and contact administrators only when you have real news. Otherwise, you may need to fall back on that 12-bedroom house in Aruba.